Surah Ali Imran, verses 92 to 101.
Of Surah Ali Imran. And we are commencing on page 85 with ayah 92. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, you shall never attain piety, you shall never become truly righteous unless you spend from what you love. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ, and whatever you spend, Allah is fully aware of it. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ, the quality of what you are spending, the quantity of what you spend, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is fully aware of it. So in the ayah before this, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, those who leave this world in a state of kufr, if they have to give the entire world full of gold to ransom themselves from Jahannam, it will not be accepted, let alone anyone ever having that amount of wealth. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Maliki Yawm al-Din, the master and owner of the day of judgment. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us that spending of what we love has an impact on our iman, on our spirituality, on our ruhaniyah, and we can become very close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala when we spend from what we love. The mufassireen have said this is not about zakah. Zakat is a farad, obligation. This is beyond zakat, to spend from what you are attached to, what is dear to you, only for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the famous story of the sahabi Abu Talha radiallahu an, when he parted with his most prized estate right in front of the Masjid Nabawi, when he heard this ayah. Anyway, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continues, كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. We have read that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the closest relationship anyone has with him is this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said to him, I will make you إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا, I will make you a leader for mankind. And the closest to Ibrahim alayhi salam are not the Yahud, not the Nasara, but the Muslim Ummah. So the Jews made an objection to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They said, you claim to be on the millah, on the creed, on the way, on the tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but you are in conflict with his way. Number one, they said, you consume camel meat and you drink camel milk, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this was forbidden for him. So they made a false objection. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَ إِسْرَائِيلُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تُنَزَّلَ التَّوْرَاةِ. All foods were lawful for the Bani Israel, except what Israel is the title of Yaqub alayhi salam, Israel. So he declared something unlawful for himself. Why did he declare something unlawful for himself? According to the Mufassireen, he was suffering from sciatica. And he took a vow that if Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala relieved him and gave him shifa, he would part or he would give up the most beloved food to him. And on that account, he gave up camel meat and camel milk. That was prior to the revelation of the Torah. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاةِ فَاتْلُوهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Tell them, so bring the Torah and recite it if your claim is true. If you say that this was forbidden for Ibrahim alayhi salam, bring the Torah and recite it. فَمَنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Ayah 94. So whoever utters lies against Allah after that, they surely are the transgressors. قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ. Ayah 95. Say, Allah has indeed uttered the truth regarding this matter, and your claim is false. So follow the fate of Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, who was upright. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he was not of those who ascribe partners unto Allah. Second objection, the Yahud said that you claim to be on the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but you are facing the Kaaba, and Ibrahim alayhi salam, his Qibla was Baytul Muqaddas. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala deals with that. Inna awwala bayt, the first house of worship ordained for mankind, is the one in Bakka, Makkah, Bakka. What is Bakka? According to the Mufassireen, the spot where the Kaaba is called Bakka. and the rest of the city is called Makkah. Or Makkah and Bakka are two different pronunciations or names for the same place. So they have different views. But in the Torah and Injil, Makkah is referred to as Bakka. Mubarakan, which is full of blessings and a means of guidance for mankind. Fihi ayatun bayyinat. There are in it many manifest signs. Maqamu Ibrahim, such as the station of Ibrahim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala left his footprints there to show that Ibrahim alayhi salam was there. He constructed the Kaaba, that is the Qibla. And whoever enters it, it is secure. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And it is a duty to Allah upon all mankind. All Anbiya made pilgrimage and Hajj to Makkah, not to Baytul Muqaddis. And it is a duty to Allah upon mankind for those who possess the ability to undertake the pilgrimage journey to it. وَمَنْ كَفَرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. But whoever denies the obligation, then know that Allah is independent of all his creation. Ayah 98 and 99. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Tell them, O people of the book, why do you disbelieve in the verses of Allah? لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُ وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is a witness to what you do. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Ayah 99, tell them, O people of the book, لِمَ تَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Why do you hinder those who believe from the way of Allah? Why are you always trying to take people away from Islam? تَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا. Trying to create crookedness in it, to show that Islam is crooked, Islam is wrong, Islam is false, Islam is deviation, Islam is misguidance, Islam is radicalism, Islam is fundamentalism, and so on and so forth. وَأَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاء. Whilst you are witnesses to it being the right path. Wallahu wa mallahu bi ghafilin amma ta'amaloon. Allah is never oblivious of what you are doing. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ayah 100, O people of Iman. If you were to obey a group among those who have been given the book, they would certainly turn you into infidels after you have believed. Wa kayfa takfurun. And how could you ever disbelieve while you are the ones to whom the verses of Allah are recited? وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُ. And his messenger is in your midst. And if he's not here now, his guidance is with you. I have left behind what you, the Qur'an and my sunnah. So whoever holds on to Allah, he is surely led to the straight path. It's a summary of this ruku. Inshallah, we will make tilawat of this ruku. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا التوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين فمن افترى على الله الكذب من بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الظالمون قل صدق الله فاتبعوا ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله والله شهيد على ما تعملون. قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن تبغونها عوجا وأنتم شهداء وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا فريقا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين. وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم. آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. جزاكم الله.